Since that fateful Monday, when Monrovia turned very bloody, and I happened to attend the first person to have reported the initial two deaths at the time, I haven't been able to even reside at my home. People have been visiting my home. I feel threatened. People move on to our media institution with armed men, guns pointed. Our reporters on the scene with arms, bust up our equipment, lock the place on arbitrarily, ask the reporters to sign a document on a gunpoint, and it's terrifying. This is getting dangerous, and I hope the international community is listening to some of these things that's happening in our country.
You said you feel threatened. Who is threatening you?
I feel threatened because one is that I'm not at my own house right now. I found myself in strange locations every night. The issue of people being put on a gunpoint at our institution is embarrassing, is bothering us. Several outlets were shut down in this country, and the only outlets that are being heard now on national radio and television are only institutions that are very supportive of the government, that are of the government propaganda arm. And we feel very threatened because every night we have to be at one point or the other.
We did talk with the Deputy Minister of Information, Norris Toye. First, he said the government of Liberia believes in the freedom of press and the freedom of people to express themselves. And the action they took against your station was done under court order. And he indicated that your station was inciting violence.
I don't know what you would call incite violence. We've been very objective, balanced, and credible in our reportage. As a matter of fact, if there was a warrant from a court for the closure of our institution, should it be armed police officer to carry that arrest warrant or that shutdown warrant? I thought it should be the sheriff of the court. What the minister hasn't told you is that 10 armed policemen stormed King's FM, Clark TV, City FM, owned by Ambassador George Weah, opposition political leader, put on a gunpoint a reporter who was live on the radio, constrained him, told him to sign a paper, lock the station off, bought some of the equipment off. As we speak, even the transmitter of the station, the signal is still on the air because everything was arbitrarily shut down. What has happened in this country is the fact that the government does not want to hear independent, objective media institutions speak of the facts that are unfolding in the country.
The court date is today, Thursday. Are you guys going to show up in court?
The people in the management cycle of our institution are deciding that. But let me say to you that we haven't seen that court warrant. We haven't seen any warrant. We don't know what they came for. We don't know what is in a documentation. What are we going to the court for? But I think we will remain loyal about it.